Good morning. What's going on, folks? Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Friday, Friday. March the 1st, man. I'm excited. Look, my faithful 30. Listen to the episode, man. Y'all waiting on me? I'm just kidding. I had my 30, my average 30 listeners, man. Listen to the episode. Thank y'all for clicking on it when it came through, man. I didn't do the intro this time. Felt it was a little hypocritical. We'll revamp it. I don't have time at the moment to revamp it, but we'll revamp it, rename it, all of the things. We rebrand it, but it'll be in the same channel. You won't have to unsubscribe or subscribe to something new. I'll just rebrand it some sort of way, figure out a way to do that. But anyway, it's March the 1st. It's 5:47. I am actually headed to go train my very first client, man. Yeah, since we last talked, I am now ISSA personal training certified, meaning I can train people personally and legally. So I'm ISSA personal training certified, and I have a client who's also a client at E2M, which is dope because he just needs somebody to, you know, give him a little extra push, and I'm the extra push guy. I don't mind doing that. So I meet him on Fridays, and we work out together and talk and all of that. So anyway, March to March, baby. The March campaign is over. If you follow me on Instagram, I've been hashtagged March, the number 2 March, since September. And man, it you know, something so simple. It seemed simple when I said it, but it ended up being like really profound. September, I started my bodybuilding journey, and March is the month that I my contest. And so I was like, yo, I'm not going to rush the process, but I'm also not going to lollygag the process. I got marching orders the month of March. So it started March to March, man. And like I said, it ended up being super profound. It was catchy at first, and it became profound because even the definition of March is to, in a military style, walk at a certain pace or cadence or trend. And so that is what I've been doing, man. It's been very calculated. Bodybuilding is super calculated. You have to leave no stone unturned when it comes to bodybuilding. When it comes to your food, you have to count macronutrients, which, you know, E2M, we know chicken is protein. But if you break it down to the macronutrient level, which new to me, you know, I never was a macros person. But you break it down there, it's got protein, but it also have some carbohydrates and some fats in it. And so when you are counting macros for bodybuilding, you got to account for that, because that all goes into the grand scheme of, like, so right now I get a certain amount of carbs per day, a certain amount of fats per day, a certain amount of proteins per day. And so whatever I eat, I have to put it into my little app and do the calculations, make sure I don't go over. Super, super, super precise, man. Super, super detailed. That's why March, it fits, man. March to March fits. So yeah. That is that. We are in March, so now the countdown begins. So I'm officially 22 days away from my debut first show, Men's Physique, OCB, Men's Physique. And yeah, I actually feel pretty good today. I don't feel bad. My coach just told me I'm about to get a refeed, which means he's going to up my carbs or whatever for a day, and then I go back to my deficit the following day, which is kind of fun. Last week I think I wasted my refeed. This week I think I'm gonna do better with my refeed, because I'm gonna be a little bit more calculated. Last week I was just like, what's in the house that got carbs that I can eat? Like, you know, just grabbing stuff. I think I'm gonna be a little bit more calculated this week in my refeed. But anyway, that's what's going on with me. Lifted this morning with actually a fellow bodybuilder, man, a guy that competed at the last OCB competition and won his pro card. And he ended up living in Fayetteville, being stationed in Fayetteville. He's in the military. And we connected through Instagram and started working out together. It's been cool and really fun learning, you know, working out with somebody and just same old podcast, man, me yawning. But, you know, just getting to know somebody, man, and, you know, he's in bodybuilding, so he understands the struggle, and we can relate on a lot of things, so it's been really cool. But now, like I said, I'm headed, when I open the show, headed to meet my friend, Blaine Toller. I don't know. We are friends through Facebook, so you don't know how to pronounce somebody's name. Saying like y'all went to school together. But anyway, Blaine and his wife has a super popular TikTok, Instagram following, and they are hilarious. They have funny reels, and they have over 100 something followers on both platforms. So, yeah, man, going to hang out with him. Well, not hang out, but work out here. Train him a little bit, give him a little push. But yeah, that's what's going on with me right now. I had a whole lot more energy when I left the gym. I'll just say that. I started yawning once I got on this road to go meet my man at a different gym. But I think that's just part of it. But I hope you guys are doing well, man. I hope y'all are been doing good since the last time y'all heard me. Let me give you today's scripture verse. Hey, why this dude? That dude got awfully close to the line there. Get it together, big dog. Today's scripture verse comes from 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Man, when I tell you, I'm grateful for that. Because unlike y'all, man, I am not perfect. I mess up a lot. Sometimes big time. Just because you don't see it or know about it, don't mean it's not happening. And I'm grateful that I serve a God that is... It says what he is. It says he's faithful and he's just. How does that work? Is this my exit? I mean, my turn? Nope, it's not my turn. I passed my turn? I don't know. But yeah, it says he's faithful and he's just. How does that work? It says he's faithful in forgiveness because he said he would. And he's just, he can do that. He can forgive us because Jesus paid the penalty already for those sins that I've committed. So the confession part is me acknowledging the sin that I committed. It needs to be acknowledged. I need to stop, pause, and repent. I need to stop and turn away from it. So that part is on me, but the forgiveness was already taken care of, and he's faithful with it, and he's just because the penalty's been paid. So super deep, man. Remember that today, that Jesus paid it all. If you're a believer, then the confession is for you. It's not for God. He already knew it, already took care of it. But the payment has already been paid. Y'all have a blessed one, man. Happy Friday. Talk to you next time. Might be Monday. Who knows? Peace.